The box of letters passed through Wilbur Meyer's family over the decades and ended up in his hands.
I had a stamp collection, and I took a lot of the stamps off the envelopes, and I didn't pay attention to the letters or anything inside. And
he was the oldest of all of them over there.
This is Wilbur's wife, Peggy.
So his mother gave him the letters to take off the stamps, but nobody read the letters till about 10 years ago.
That's when the Meyers went through their attic, cleaning out stuff, and came across the old box of letters.
And that's when I found this one. And I said, what's this? It looks like, a black-edged letter. And I'd always heard that someone died in the military for a black-edged letter.
It was from September 1861. It was sent to Thomas Woof of the small west central Illinois town of Concord. It informed him that his brother, William, had been killed in a battle at Wilson's Creek, Missouri. This piqued the Meyers' curiosity. As they took a closer look at the box's contents, they discovered 23 letters written by Thomas Woof and his wife, Lavinia, from 1862 to 1864. The Meyers were fascinated, but quickly discovered reading the letters was no simple task.
Some of the writing is very hard to read. It took a long time to try to decipher each one. And sometimes there's words in there that you still can't understand.
In addition, the quill pen ink has faded, and the penmanship style can be difficult to follow. They made photocopies of the letters, enlisted the assistance of Peggy's sister Connie, and started working to, as they said, decipher the letters. They learned Thomas Woof joined the 101st Illinois Infantry Regiment out of Jacksonville in 1862. Most of the regiment's soldiers were from Morgan County. Cass and Brown counties were also represented. But the letters go beyond mere facts and statistics.
I think the main reason maybe we pursued it in the first place was their love for God, each other, and country. Those things just come out in their letters when you read them. This wasn't a make-believe story like you see on TV. This was real.
What do the letters say?
Dear Lavinia, I hasten to write you a few lines as we are now near the railroad, and the mail is to leave here in the course of an hour or two. We are now about 25 miles from Columbus. We have in the last 9 days marched about 130 miles. I tired myself too much the first day, and since that time I have not been in as good health as I was when we left Clinton. Today we are resting and I feel better. My eyes are bad as we have been in timber country. Cyrus is well and is now sitting in my tent riding. The company is all in good health except Pete Johnson and Tom Thomas, which we left at Columbus, as they were not in the best of health. Kiss all the dear children for me, from your affectionate husband, Thomas B. Wolfe.
Cyrus, who's referred to in the letter, was Lavinia's brother. In another letter, Woof enclosed some evergreen leaves from the Cumberland Mountains. He said the leaves were typical of his and Lavinia's affection. Thomas Woof was killed in a battle at Peachtree Creek as the Union Army fought to take Atlanta, Georgia, on July 20th, 1864. But word from the front was slow to arrive back home in those times. Lavinia wrote this letter to her husband Thomas 3 days later, not knowing he was already dead.
July 23rd, 1864, letter to Thomas from Lavinia. My dear husband, I received another letter from you today. This is the fourth letter I have had from you this week. I am very glad to hear from you so often. It makes the time pass so much faster when I hear from you often. There is only a week and 5 days more until the 4th of August. That's his birthday. I asked Valley today what would we do if Papa should never get home again, and she said she believed she would cry herself to death. And, oh, my love, it gave me a sad feeling, for I have always felt that you would be spared to return to your Lavinia and little ones and to do much good in this world. I have tried to live entirely in the hands of the Lord, knowing he can keep you from all evil wherever you may be. The little ones all send Papa kisses and lots of love. Goodbye, my loved one. May God bless you and bring you safe and soon home, is your loving wife's prayer, Lavinia Woof.
Lavinia died just 3 years later. Peggy Meyer has been unable to learn what caused her death. It's unusual to have letters from both the soldier and the wife who's back home. The Meyers say Thomas Woof's best friend, William Patterson, served in the same regiment as Woof. They believe he returned Lavinia's letters to her. The Meyers share the story of Thomas and Lavinia Woolf through public presentations in which they read copies of the letters. Wilbur Meyer says the letters demonstrate the love between Thomas and Lavinia, and he says the sacrifices they made demonstrate their patriotism and love of country. Rich Egger reporting.